give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah.
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Listen, brothers and viewers of Madrasa, Alhamdulillah, here at this moment we are in northern Pakistan, and we are so far north that in order to go any further we can no longer go by our van, but rather we had to hire a jeep because it is as you can see very snowy. Madrasa, brothers and viewers, the driver just mentioned that this year the snow was up to 21 inches, my dear son, brothers and viewers. So for this reason, let's continue, go up and get a better view of the mountains, because today, inshallah, we shall be seeing the mountains.
Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear seven brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, welcome back to another program of ours, another special program of ours. Yes, you can see we are in the mountains, but before that, let's listen to a virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam, has stated that individual who sends one salat upon me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall send 10 blessings, 10 mercies upon that individual. We should make it a habit of ours to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, inshallah. Let's make this intention that inshallah from today we shall send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But listen, brothers and viewers, you can see where we are in the mountains. We are approximately about 6,000 feet above sea level, my dear brothers and viewers. Now, it looks high, but it's not so high as to where we intend to go. Yes, we intend to go approximately another 10,000 or so feet, my dear brothers and viewers, from here even, inshallah, but depending on the time we have, the weather conditions, you know, we'll see how far we go. Alhamdulillah, we are surrounded by mountains, and this is the topic I would like to speak about today. Mountains, my dear brothers and viewers, mountains play an important role within Islam. It was the first revelation which we shall, inshallah, soon hear about. The first revelation sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent on a mountain. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would regularly climb mountains. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is, in fact, there's a narration mentioned that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu an, as well as Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu an, and Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله تعالى عنه. These four great individuals, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, they were once walking upon a mountain. This was no ordinary mountain. This was the Mount of Uhud, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers. And it has been stated, subhanAllah, that when they climbed that mountain, the Mount of Uhud, this mountain trembled due to awe, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers. Allahu Akbar. The blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touching the mountain. Would the mountain not be excited? SubhanAllah, the mountain, my dear Islamic brothers, was shaking. And it said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he struck the mountain with his foot and he stamped on the mountain. And he said, Uthbud Uhud. The Uhud remains still. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِيٌّ وَصِدِّيقٌ وَشَهِيدَانِ. For indeed upon you, O Uhud, there is a Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a Siddiq, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And two shaheeds, two martyrs. And this was Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab and Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Now many of you may be thinking, a martyr is only a martyr after they've left this world. But my listen, brothers and viewers, this expresses and shows to us, it signifies that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the knower of ilm al-ghayb, the knower of the unseen. He knew that Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was to become a martyr, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was to become a martyr. And then upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this to the mountain stood still. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers and viewers, there are many stories about mountains, inshallah, we shall come to hear. There is, you know, mountains playing a huge role in Islam. How? Inshallah, this too, we shall come to hear. Right now, it is quite warm. The weather is quite warm. And many people may be thinking, why am I wearing such a thick robe? The reason is because the higher we go, the colder it shall become. Let's see how it goes, my dear brothers and viewers. Continue to join me, inshallah, as we do continue on this journey of ours throughout northern Pakistan. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah.
Mountains are huge landforms within the surrounding areas in a specific place, my dear brothers and viewers, and ending in peaks. This is what has been said about what a mountain actually is. As to how mountains are formed, nowadays geology tells us that within the earth or below the earth's crust, we have six, you can say, huge slabs. These slabs are known as plates, my dear brothers and viewers, tectonic plates. And it has been said that the way mountains are formed is when two of these tectonic plates collide. When they collide below the earth's crust, then the earth's crust raises itself due to that collision and forms a mountain, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. This is what we have been informed of, how a mountain is made. Mountains, we see that we have mountains of different colors. We have mountains green, as we see, subhanAllah. We have white mountains, even red. You can see some red behind us, my dear viewers. But then the Quran also says, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ. And also within the mountains there are these ways, بِيدٌ وَحُمْرٌ, white mountains, red mountains, مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا, and different colored mountains, multicolored you can say, and extremely black. My dear brothers and viewers, some people may be thinking that how do you get multicolored mountains? Whatever we see here is mostly green, you get a little change in color. But the Quran tells us that مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا, that multicolored mountains. Subhanallah. Ladies and brothers, in Peru, there is a huge, well, many mountains, ladies and brothers and viewers, and these mountains are multicolored. Yes, these mountains are literally, they're like rainbow effect, ladies and brothers and viewers. They are multicolored like that. Ladies and brothers and viewers, this is a short lesson we must learn, that everything is within the Quran. Everything can be found within the Quran. But we must study the Quran, ladies and brothers and viewers. In Islam, speaking about mountains, in Islam, mountains have always played a role. You know, we did mention that, and inshallah, soon we shall come to hear about the what occurred, that which transpired in the cave of Hira, ladies and brothers, Jabal al-Nur, the first revelation. Now remember, the revelation could never come to a mountain because it is so strong. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That if this Quran was to be revealed to a mountain, then you would see the mountain shake and tremble and then come apart, my dear brothers, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon a mountain, my dear brothers and viewers. My dear brothers, we are speaking about mountains. This is even from previous prophets. For example, the famous is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We have the Mount Sinai, the Mount Tur, my dear brothers and viewers, that which we heard about, upon which the first tree grew after the flood of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. That upon which, my dear brothers and viewers, the famous story, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wished ever to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask for something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would always mount this Mount Tur, my dear brothers and viewers. And he also received his book, my dear brothers and viewers, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Torah he received on this same mount, my dear brothers and viewers, inshallah. Once he spent 30-40 days on that mountain, my dear brothers and viewers. 30, and then it was increased to 40 days. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to this mountain. A famous story. And upon going to this mountain, my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, I wish to see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, Lan tarani. That you shall never see me. You can never see me, O Musa. Subhanallah. This was the miraj of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lan tarani, that you can never see me, O Musa. Listen, brothers, some people may be thinking that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you can never see me, why is it that he kept on asking? Subhanallah. This shows his love. That yes, Allah has been told that he can never be seen, yet if he was to keep asking, you know, it shows his own love, doesn't it? His own, how his will, my dear brothers and viewers, how he wished to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Okay, if you take a look at that mountain, then you won't see me, but you'll see a reflection of my light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests a minute amount of his light on that mountain, my dear brothers and viewers. The mountain turns to dust, my dear brothers and viewers, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he falls unconscious. My dear brothers and viewers, over on the channel, we are speaking about mountains. Let's continue on our journey, inshallah, further up these mountains. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah.
Listen, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza Jal, we are taught within the Quran that the Alam naj'al al-ardha mihada, that we not made the earth a place of resting, living, comfort, ease, my dear brothers and viewers. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ And the mountains as pegs. SubhanAllah, my dear brothers and viewers of Allah, inshallah. Yes, we are speaking about mountains. Alhamdulillah, we have traveled 8,000. SubhanAllah, 8,000 feet, my dear brothers. Upwards, let's make our way further of the mountain. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah.
It has been stated, my dear brothers, that once, you know, there are two more important mountains we must speak of. These two mountains, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, are the mountains of Safa and Marwa. Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. Being one of the five pillars of Islam, we must perform Hajj once in our lifetime, my dear brothers and viewers. And what happens when we go? When we go perform Hajj, when we go to perform Umrah, we go and initially, first what we do, we perform tawaf around the Ka'batul Musharrafa. After having performed tawaf around the Ka'batul Musharrafa, my dear brothers and viewers, then we go and we do sa'i, meaning we walk and sometimes we quickly jog between Safa and Marwa. And this we do 7 times. But what is the reason for this? Some people may be thinking that Safa and Marwa, how are these two mountains? My dear brothers, they were mountains, you can say. It says that a mountain is that which is 600 meters tall. Then it's not considered a hill, it's considered a mountain. What happened, my dear Sahib and brothers and viewers of Madani Channel? The story is something like this, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who initially lived with his beloved wife Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha and his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam in Makkatul Mukarrama. And within Makkatul Mukarrama, my dear Sahib and brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you know, Jaziratul Arab, that was a desert land. SubhanAllah, right now we are above snow. You know, all around us there is snow. Yes, I'm also practicing how to ride a horse, and not only land but snow also. Alhamdulillah. But my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, there was no water there. There was no water there. It was desert land, my dear brothers and viewers. And a mother being a mother, SubhanAllah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left Makkah al-Mukarramah. Behind remained Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He too was a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been stated that once Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he was thirsty. SubhanAllah, imagine the mother's situation. Imagine Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha in this situation, my dear brothers and viewers, where her child, her young child, is feeling thirsty. Allahu Akbar, the love a mother has for a child. This cannot be understood by anybody other than the mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all our mothers and our fathers and our entire families, my dear brothers and viewers. But she could not, my dear brothers and viewers, Allahu Akbar, she could not take it. It was too much. Her child is thirsty, subhanAllah. And it said that what did she do? Safa and Marwa, my dear brothers, recently it has been cut down. But initially there were two mountains. Yes, there were mountains. It said she went from Safa and she ran to Marwa. Imagine her state, anxious, sad, worried, frightened even. Maybe her child will not be given water to drink. She travels from Safa to Marwa, she runs. She goes and she sees, is there any water? There's no water. She travels back to Safa from Marwa. And then again from Safa to Marwa. 3rd. And then from Marwa to Safa 4th. Safa to Marwa 5th time. Marwa to Safa 6th time. Safa to Marwa 7th time. Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a child, not only a child, a prophet, no average prophet, one of the greatest prophets, one of the mightiest prophets. He sees his own mother running from one side of the mountain to the other side of the mountain. From that side of the mountain, again to another mountain. She is running from here to there, from there to here, back and forth, again and again. Ladies and brothers, he strikes his foot against the floor. And when he strikes his foot against the floor, that blessed foot of his, when it strikes the floor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends forth water gushing from the earth, my dear Muslim brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. And when Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sees this water, no, it's not a little amount of water. Allahu Akbar, in this day and age, we have to dig 200 feet deep, 300 feet deep for a well. But my dear Muslim brothers and viewers, he struck his blessed foot on the floor. Water came gushing from the earth. How much water? So much water that Hazrat Hajira radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she first excited, then a little worried. Allahu Akbar, so much water. She says, Zam, Zam, stop, stop. And this is where Zamzam gains its name from. Hadith brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, Hadith brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, you know, there's so much to learn about. Alhamdulillah, I am on a horse. This is a great blessing. Again, I'll say Alhamdulillah. But we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He has granted us. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us more. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us more. Moreover, we pray for our Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Because without, Alhamdulillah, you know, we are shooting this new program, Hadith and brothers and viewers, and this is played on Madani Channel. But if it wasn't for Amir al-Sunnah, we would not have known Madina Shah. If it wasn't for Amir al-Sunnah, I would not possibly not know that riding on a horse is Sunnah of the Prophet. You know, when I mounted the horse, Alhamdulillah, I had the intention to mount the horse for the Sunnah, in order to act upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. He who loves my sunnah loves me. He who loves me shall be with me in Jannah, inshallah. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the program time has come to an end. Now the program has also come to an end. But inshallah, we'll do dua. Alhamdulillah, we have learned a little about mountains. Let's inshallah, in the future, we shall go out in search of, you know, we are surrounded by the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that we have to go out and search for a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is all around us. It is us. It is within us. But my dear Islamic brothers, just for something different is the reason why we do it. For another reason, Alhamdulillah, to say Alhamdulillah. You know, when we see these beautiful views, we say Alhamdulillah. And this is how it should be. That you say, wow, subhanallah, look at this view. Alhamdulillah, look at that, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, this is what you should say. For now, that is all, my dear Islamic brothers. I keep saying this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all this journey from Karachi up until the northernmost areas of Pakistan. Yes, we have come from the bottom of Pakistan, from the southernmost, from the seaside, you can say, all the way up until the end. The Himalayas are that way just ahead of us. We have the second highest mountain in the world, the K2 also. But my dear brothers, again, for now, that's all. Continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks.